are contracted to the European Space Agency to deliver in 2017 for launch an interplanetary spacecraft.
What it's going to do is it's going to look at these huge flares that come out of the sun, coronal mass ejections, and it's going to be able to look at them on the surface of the sun and then monitor what happens to our spacecraft, which is really nearby.
This is like a big box of metal just sort of hurtling through space, and yet we've got to be able to control it to a very great precision to protect it.
Hi, Brian. I'm Liz Seward, and we're here in Astrum Stevenage. I work in our Earth Observation, Navigation and Science department, and I'll give you a tour today.
Sounds great. Shall we get started?
Yeah, let's go. So this is the main factory of Astrum. It's been here since the mid-50s, and now this is where we build all of our satellites. So we're just walking down the main corridor that we've got and coming up to the first set of clean rooms. And on one side of the corridor, we build the walls of the satellites. They're made using very thin pieces of aluminium with aluminium honeycomb inside, which means that you create very lightweight walls for the satellites. So you can see in here that there are people working in different stages of manufacture. So we've got some panels already made, some being cut out, some having things put in them so we can screw things in.
What am I seeing there? It looks like a rubber barrel. Is that the body of a satellite?
Yep, we're seeing the central cone of a satellite that's made from carbon fibre. So you've got a layer of carbon fibre and then some aluminium honeycomb, which is what it sounds like. A piece about a couple of centimetres thick, which is made of very, very fine aluminium in a honeycomb shape. And then when you put that between two layers, you create a very stiff, very lightweight panel. And so the tube that we can see is it has two layers of carbon fibre and this honeycomb inside. And that's the central part of our satellite, which will then have walls bolted on and everything else attached around it.
What we're seeing here, that's what I think people know as being a satellite, a square or a rectangular sort of a shape, you know, a cube, shall we say, with wings coming off of it.
This is the kind of thing that we're building. It's basically just a big square box that we fill with electronics and computer equipment, which will control the satellite and also control the signal that you send up and down. And then when you put it in space, it'll see about minus 200 degrees on one side and plus 200 degrees on another side. So we wrap it in thermal blankets or multi-layer insulation, which is a way of keeping everything insulated inside, so that you can keep the inside temperature at about 20 degrees when everything works. But then when we turn all of the electronics on, they all heat up inside, like your computer does at home. So then we have to put radiators on some of the walls to get the heat out that we've nicely insulated. And then we have to power it. And so satellites are essentially green. We use solar power. So the giant wings on the side are solar panels that power the satellite, which means that it can last for 15, 20, 25 years in space without needing to be recharged.
The £245 million satellite will take years to make because not only is it such a complicated piece of equipment, the environment it'll be operating in is what scientists call hostile.
I'm Dr. Ralph Cordy, and I'm what's known as the key account manager for science. We've got to design it, the solar orbiter spacecraft, so that firstly it's protected from the sun by a kind of heat shield, but also to make sure that the spacecraft is always so stable in space that it can never twist around so that any part of the spacecraft can see the sun from around that heat shield. So it's got very strong tolerances on how it can move, how it's controlled. And, you know, this is like a big box of metal just sort of hurtling through space, and yet we've got to be able to control it to a very great precision to protect it.
Solar Orbiter is expected to be launched into space by rocket in 2017, and if you think that's a bit of a way away, scientists will have to wait even longer to use it.
It's got to travel for about three and a half years, passing close to the planet Venus, back around the Earth several times, to get itself into an orbit that will drop it in closer to the sun than even the planet Mercury, the closest planet to our sun. It's more than three times closer to the sun than we are on Earth, and we're going to go closer still than that. If you can imagine what the sun looks like in the sky from Earth, it would be like going to some place where there are 13 of those in the sky. That's how big the sun would appear.
The company that made the failed Beagle 2 Mars landing craft is, of course,